escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You asked me during a break, and I said, we got to bring that to the show. Am I allowed to be mad? Or you asked, am I mad about Junior Caminero? Because is he at 39 or 40 right now, home runs? And we traded away Junior Caminero, and there's some revisionist history. I think it's different. I want to be mad because our offense sucks. But I got to be fair. I mean, he didn't play in Cleveland. If he were a player in Cleveland, I think it's probably fair game because we get to see him. You trade away prospects. Sometimes your prospects end up being great baseball players.
Yeah, the funny thing is the difference between baseball and the two sports that are more in the national conversation in the NBA and the NFL is that when there is a trade of either young players or draft picks, we feel, even though it's totally not accurate, but we feel like we can talk about young players in the other leagues more definitively because we haven't seen any of the prospects in baseball. Very few have even seen them in college. And then, you know, in the minor league systems, guys are just gone. Let me know. Wake me up when they're on the doorstep of getting the call up. Like, then we start to pay attention to numbers a little bit. Someone like this, I can guarantee you, not one person called a sports talk radio show or even went to social media and blasted the organization. So on this one, no one can go back and say, I told you so. I knew that if Junior was given the chance, he was going to blossom. Like even the Guardians admitted, they admitted 2 years ago that they blew this one.
The only thing I would say is if he were traded for help that would have helped in a season. Like, you know, he was traded for another prospect for pitching. If he would have been traded for, like, I guess if he's traded for another prospect, I think you have a little bit of leeway there to be angry. But if he's traded, like, if guys are traded, prospects are traded for guys who are supposed to help you in a season, it's very hard for me to get upset. And I don't think that with some of the stuff that we've seen, and maybe I'm just sitting here making big fat excuses for Chris Antonetti and you think differently. Fine. 216-474 to below 92. I think that if he were traded for those guys who could help now, you'd even have less of an argument. But I don't think anybody was calling us up screaming about Junior Caminero saying that he was going to be a fantastic home run hitter. It sucks. But I thought about it like in the case with Lauri Markkanen. When Lauri Markkanen first went to Utah, and ended up having a tremendous season and was all-star quality, I could see why people were upset. As much as I still thought it was revisionist, I didn't think that there were very many people that were yelling about trading away Lauri Markkanen at the time we traded away Lauri Markkanen and Colin Sexton. I didn't hear that much, but there might have been some people and they were upset, and you saw him play in the NBA. So, yes, you have the right, every right, to be mad. And we can argue about it. Because I still argued, I said I'd rather have Donovan Mitchell. There were some weird takes at the beginning of Donovan Mitchell's time here with the Cleveland Cavaliers. This, it's like, yeah, that's unfortunate. Them's the breaks. That sucks. It sucks. He's a home run hitter. He's done fantastic. You're not going to be able to get him back. And now that I see Kyle Manzardo, and he's not an everyday player, he's becoming an everyday player, but he hasn't really been an everyday player. I see some promise there. I've seen him in the bigs. If they were to trade away Kyle Manzardo too soon, yeah, I'd be beside myself and upset because we're looking for any sort of offense that we can find.
But is anybody out there? I know in the past, and we have trusted almost to a fault, the Guardians organization, but for good reason. They had proven themselves to be able to do the most with the least for so long that they won so many trades over time, so many of the prospect trades that is essential for them to be able to reload because they're not going to do it in free agency. So it has to be through trading for prospects, and sometimes they trade away prospects, and oftentimes in the past they've gotten stronger by doing it. Now, over the last few years, and especially when you play a team like Tampa, as a couple of your guys who you either gave up on, you know, way too soon or didn't identify as being strong enough in your farm system, that, you know, those chickens come home to roost on that. And then they deserve that criticism. It's just, is anybody screaming and yelling at the Guardians today over this one?
Like, I think it's just a layer that goes on to their frustration. Like, this has been a bad season, and this is a disappointing season. And I think for the first time in a long time, I think for the first time since Manny Acta, I think we have more questions than answers about the future of the baseball team. You know, when Manny Acta was gone and then they brought in Terry Francona, I think that answered what a lot of people were wondering with the baseball team. And then they were able to develop nice players, and obviously they had a World Series run in 2016. But I think now the pitching staff, I got Gavin Williams, who in the last month has been as good and as terrible as a pitcher could be. I have Slade Ciccone, who was great in the month of July. You thought you had a real diamond in the rough there. That has gone to hell, at least in the month of August.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
August, hopefully it's going to get better as time goes on. I'm not giving up on any of these guys. Logan Allen's whatever. And then you have Tanner Bibee who's getting in shouting matches in the dugout. Do we have a John Boy for that yet? No?
That's shocking. Normally they are on it.
Went John Boying earlier today and did not see one.
I mean, we should have a John Boy by now. It's been a couple of days. I'd hope they'd
sometimes
have a...
Sometimes he gets screwed over the week.
Lip reading of a shouting match. What's
John
he got
Boy's
going
busy.
On?
He does a lot of Yankee stuff now.
They can't get... I mean, Chris Rose works for John Boy. We can't get Chris Rose to do it?
They have a schedule breakdown of that.
Fine. Either way, my pitching staff, my rotation hasn't been great, and I believe that a lot of folks are wondering about the future. And for that point, I think we're putting a little bit too much on Parker Messick as he has started his career, because we're looking for an ace. We've become accustomed in the last 20 years of having an ace on this
every year,
and having a guy who's in the conversation for the Cy Young. And we don't have that right now, and I think it scares me. And Owen brought it up yesterday. You know, this all really started with Tristan McKenzie and how that went south. And so I worry about that. I worry about... I think that the baseball writers have been too critical of Travis Bezzana for a while here this year. He's been injured. But when you get Travis Bezzana going next year, you know, he has to come to fruition. He has to hit. Kyle Manzardo has to have another good year next year to calm down some of this stuff, because Francona had a way that he would calm people down because he had cachet. He had two World Series championships. You know, Stephen Vogt, I think, is a good man and a good manager, but that can wear thin.
Especially if you're not winning.
And when I have a 33-year-old guy, he's about to be 33 years old coming up on September 17th, now the clock is really starting to tick on the window being open for Jose Ramirez. And if you can't help this club keep their window open with Jose, the guy who took your hometown discount, because say Kyle Manzardo does become your 40 home run a year hitter, and maybe he does, he will price himself out of Cleveland. He will be that guy. So what are we doing to keep our window open with Jose while we can? Because there's going to be no other hometown discounts.
No, the only chance they get at a discount is if they did what, who was the team 3 days ago that just signed their rookie who had played in like 20 games.
If this is an 80 and below win team, if this is an 80 and below win team next year and the year after that, I think it's unforgivable. Now, I do wonder, and I brought this up earlier in the show, you can go back and listen to that, 92.3thefan.com. Is their business model, is it almost proof of you not caring about winning anymore? Because I still see a lot of young people. I've seen a lot of young people at the ballpark, and I think they're spending the $50 a month pass and going to the ballpark and using it as a bar, which, by the way, glad they're doing. You might as well have fun in the summertime in Cleveland. According to your meteorologist, say, you know, we only get 45 perfect days a year. You might as well spend it at the ballpark. That's great. But I don't think the poor attendance argument is punishment for the Guardians anymore the way that some of us thought before. Like, we're going to tell you, we're going to send our message by not going to the ball game. If they're averaging 24 or 25,000 next year, the same as they're doing this year, even if there was a hit of 23,000, I don't think it's going to matter that much. Now, if you're in the 17s and things like that, that's huge, and then you have yourself a massive problem there. And then you are still results-based.
Which they were in 2021.
But if you're not results-based as much as you are, what message am I going to send? And that's only going to kill the fever for it. Because before it was, hey, tickets are all expensive, so now you have to choose. Are you going to football? Are you going to basketball? Are you going to baseball? If you're at $50 a month, or even $55 a month by the time the season starts, that's still not a lot of money to spend on a month of baseball, where Owen's getting his money's worth when he's going to 35 baseball games a year this year. I mean, that's a lot. He'll probably end with 40 baseball games by the time it's all done. I mean, that's definitely worth the money.
Well, that's why I'm definitely wondering if next year they're going to take out the frustrations about this very mediocre, big letdown from an ALCS season, whether that's going to impact next year's numbers, or are they going to be pumped about having the young guys? Because you're going to have three young guys in the middle of that order.
I'll talk myself into being pumped about the young guys, because I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. So as angry as I've been, I still think I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I haven't been as angry recently, obviously, because they've been better. The 10-game losing streak, that took a lot out of it. There was a lot of stuff that was said during that time, and I'm still going to get to you about that probably tomorrow about it, because it still bothers me, some of the stuff that you said. But it's been a good organization. For the most part, they've made the right moves. I'll still get excited about the future, but for the first time since Manny Acta, which is a bad, bad era for everybody, for the first time since Manny Acta, I got a lot more questions than I have answers. I didn't even bring up Stephen Kwan. And what are we going to do with Stephen Kwan? This is three straight years where he's cooled off in the second half.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.